Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Marcus Osborne sitting in for Vinny, who is he's taking care of his family right now. He's doing what's important. Looking out the window here in downtown San Francisco, I mean, we just watched a crazy
gust of wind just... Man.
Like,
oh, really?
And then just across it and is just a huge downpour.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It just looks
dumping
so out dark
there.
Out.
Yeah, please be careful out there.
650 says, can you guys please remind these drivers when it's raining and you have your windshield wipers on, turn on your headlights.
That's right.
It is the law. You got to get your headlights on. Yeah. People need to be able to see you. I mean,
amen.
No, turn on
the lights.
I'm the opposite of that.
Turn on the lights. Yeah. Get your lights on. All right, so coming up at 9, probably throw to him a little early. Man, Corey can be a little long-winded. We're going to let him.
Yeah,
he's doing
two
movies today, Bad Boys for Life and Doolittle. So that's coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, it's time for our final look at the news with Marcus.
This report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K. Use code RADIOALICE2020 to save $5 on registration, sign up, and get... FITKP-SF.com.
No, it's GetFitKPSF.com.
God.
I know.
Your eyes going, Marcus.
I did the same thing
it's
the first
so
time I got
like,
it. I'm like, why is this like written like this?
FITKP?
GetFitKPSF.com. Yeah.
Plus, let's be honest, my eyes are terrible right now. Absolutely.
You look
awful.
Good in those glasses, though.
Thank you. I'll take that.
All right.
All right, we always hear these stories about the potential of disaster for Earth from an asteroid.
Yeah, there's been movies about it. They say that's what killed the dinosaurs. Yep. I'm not surprised to hear that they're dangerous.
An asteroid that shot fireball at us could be dangerous to life on Earth. Astronomers have traced a 2017 fireball over Japan to a massive nearby asteroid that could eventually break up and shower Earth with dangerous meteors.
Uh-oh.
In April 29th, 2017, when an exceptionally bright and slow fireball lit up the skies over Japan, later a team of researchers from the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan and the Nippon Meteor Society found the dust particle that flamed out in grand style that ended that evening had an orbit similar to the double asteroid 2003. The team believes that at some point in the past, 2003, that's the asteroid's name, 2003 YT1, cracked under pressure from something that essentially caused it to twist in an odd way as it rotated. That break in the asteroid, even a small one, can release dust that makes its way to our atmosphere and burns up as fireballs. The concern is that most dust particles will burn up harmlessly in our atmosphere, but if this thing completely breaks apart into smaller asteroids, it'll eventually pose a threat. And it's a bit of a monster.
How big is it right now?
Measuring about a mile and a half. Mm. And it's orbited by a 690-foot companion.
Oh, it's so, two of them together.
So the potential breakup of that rock could be dangerous to life on Earth. The resulting asteroids could hit Earth in the next 10 million years or so.
Oh. Well, look, I mean, if this is the only place we have and we want humans to survive, I suggest we blow that thing out of the water.
Amen. By the way, Keith Richards, Rolling Stones drummer, responded by saying, looking forward to seeing what happens.
He's a guitarist.
Let me get you with this.
Hit me, baby. Hit me with your best shot.
These are going to be good. Sarah, seems like you're about to start a rant at any minute now.
I know. What is wrong with me today?
Please don't have Marcus come back if his goal is to wind Sarah up.
Oh. Is it, Marcus?
Is it Marcus?
It's not my goal.
Is it that's your goal? You're not coming back.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just funny. Like, it's funny. Marcus engages me in a totally different way than Vinny does. It's an odd thing.
It is weird.
It's good, though. We have an awesome... I love when you're on.
lot of stuff about. I would love Corey and Marcus to do a movie review together. Maybe we will.
Maybe you should.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Rock. Oh, here's where it gets good. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a joke. No Priest or Iron Maiden, please.
Huh. I agree. That ain't rock and roll.
925 says, you know, I used to agree with you, Sarah, but now you just have to accept that it's the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but they don't call it the Music Hall of Fame.
510 says, I agree with Marcus. Thank you. 510 says, think about it. Rock and roll started in the 50s. Music was way different back then.
That's
Whitney
true.
Houston, this is from the 415, Whitney Houston is actually considered soft rock. Coit is soft rock.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
1,000% agree with Sarah from the 530. Rock is only rock, not pop
rock.
And rap.
Rock. Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Here's another person who's really angry at me.
Oh,
510,
wow.
Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S.
Hey, Marcos.
Marcos there just to stir stuff up because he can't read stories. And
it's true. And you actually can't read stories.
Can't read stories and has no wit.
Oh, that's not, well, that part's not true, but you can't read stories. I've noticed that. That story yesterday about the war, what was it? Those stories?
Oh, it was the STD one.
Yeah, the STD right there. Dude, I'm like, what is happening?
In my defense, that story was crazy. It was written really weird.
Yeah, you would have had to have clicked on the link to get more details because it was not written well.
Yeah. Okay, sure. That's why.
I got you, Marcus.
Thank you. Thank you. The brown people stay together. Just had tears and chills. Listening to Aretha. That's from the 510.
Oh, my God. I honestly can't believe the level of chills I got listening to that.
Well, apparently you are not alone. 707. Aretha as Pavarotti just gave me chills and brought tears to my eyes.
Me too. Me and you are sisters or brothers or something.
415. That song by Aretha just gave me chills. 510. Same thing. Such chills. It affected people. I cried. From the 415.
Where's all the people saying that I'm right about Demi Lovato just being a yeller?
Yeah, not getting that one.
Because that's the fact, Jack.
Oh, here's what. 650. I do love Aretha, but she's no opera singer. Come on. Well, duh.
Yeah, she's not an opera singer.
Duh.
But there she was singing opera.
Yeah.
At 70-something years old with a cold.
Yeah. Totally crying now. Damn it, Aretha. This whole page is just, I love Aretha. Oh, by the way, 510. Marcus is right about rock and roll. Good. People are smart here. This is a great audience. Great audience.
Well, some of them.
They're pretty genius people.
Yeah.
Any more? Or I got time for one more story?
Oh, you have actually tons of time,
okay,
Marcus.
Good. I got a couple here I want to get to.
All right.
People who sleep naked have more sex.
That is because they're in bed naked.
And we are ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go. According to a new survey, people who sleep in the nude tend to have more sex. It's not clear if snoozing in the buff leads to more sex or people who sleep naked are just more free and open with their dangly bits than the rest of us.
According, I don't have any of those.
This cannot be right.
What does it say?
According to the poll, the average...
he said poll.
The average nude sleeper gets lucky 5 times a week.
What? 5 times a week? Nobody wants it 5 times a week.
That's compared to 4 times for people who wear pajamas. This cannot be right.
What is this, like people between the ages of 18 and 20?
Seriously.
Like, come on. The last time I did it 5 times in a week was over 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
Oh,
get
yeah.
Out of here. Really?
No. You've told me about what you and Tova are up to over there.
Anyway.
Clearly, that's not a topic for on the air, but listen. John's like, if he gets it twice a week, it's like, wow, that was a remarkable week.
Oh, that's not
I assume, like,
that.
On average, for couples who've been around, who've been together for a long time, probably 2 or 3 times a week is probably.
We've been
like
together 30 years.
Like too much.
We do it exactly 52 times a year. He gets it once a week. He knows when he's getting it.
How about extra on his birthday?
Yeah, you know, he gets... All right, let's say we do it... I'll say we do it 59 times a year. There are a few... Just when we're on vacation, he gets a little more, and, you know...
Gee, you're so generous, Sarah.
Once a week, baby. And I put out. I'll do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Is that putting out?
All 6 minutes.
Once a week.
It is. Okay. That is putting out whatever he wants for 6 minutes. What do you want, baby? Yep, I can do that.
You just give him a medley? Just
I give
a medley
him a medley of all the hits.
Play 10 seconds of this,
I'm gonna play all
30
the hits.
Seconds of that.
Yep.
15 seconds to explosion. I get it.
I think you have 2 minutes of that. Come on.
The top reasons people have. By the way, does anybody else in here sleep in the nude?
I don't.
I sleep in my underwear and a tank top.
Underwear as well, yeah.
Underwear and a t-shirt.
What is wrong with you people? You get more if you.
I don't want any more.
Slept naked.
I actually want less. What if I wear a sweatshirt to bed?
Hey, Marcus, we don't sleep in the same bed anyway. So.
Yeah, they sleep in separate rooms. It doesn't matter what she has on.
Hell, that should make it more appealing.
Well, he comes over to my bed.
There we go, see?
So she wants to make sure she has clothes on.
The top reasons for people gave for sleeping naked were, I feel more comfortable, I get hot at night, it's relaxing, it's healthier? Haven't heard that one. And to improve their sex life.
Oh, well, that'll do it, apparently, according to this poll. Yeah.
Comfort is the number one consideration for people who prefer pajamas.
Yeah, well, there are, pajamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. I really don't like to be, I feel like all my skin sticks to itself. It gets sticky. I just want, I don't want my armpit touching. I sleep with a pillow between my legs. Yeah. I just don't
There's
want.
A lot of stuff going on over there.
I do. I don't want any, because I get really hot.
You're a high maintenance sleeper.
I'm not. I mean, maybe I am. I don't think I am.
I just feel like I have to contain.
Well, the chi-chis, I don't even have to worry about that the way you do. They need to be held in place. You don't want one to slip underneath your rib cage and get squished.
under my elbow, yeah.
That's interesting. Oh, annoying. I always assumed that it felt better to be free and not having anything restricting you.
No, man, it's like having two sandbags on your chest.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. When you got it like you, I guess so. the best countries in the world. Here's a new report.
The best countries in the world.
It's the 2020 Best Countries Report, a ranking and analysis project by U.S. News and World Report.
All right, what's the worst country?
By the way, it measures the perceptions of 73 nations around the world.
All right, so they only count 73.
Yes. I'm not going to go through all this, but number one, Switzerland.
Switzerland is the best, huh?
Switzerland's number one.
What do they say? What's so great about it? Does it say?
Doesn't really say why. Hmm. Yeah, it doesn't say why.
Switzerland
number one. Canada has moved up to number two.
Oh, wow.
Number three, Japan. Canada. Rounding out the top five, Germany and Australia.
U.S. not in the top five, huh?
U.K. comes in at number six.
This place is supposed to be great because I actually think it's pretty great living in America.
Mm-hmm. America.
Merca.
And the United States rose one spot to number seven.
Well, what's number six?
The U.K. While the United States is perceived as the most powerful country in the world, data shows it is not perceived as very trustworthy.
Well, it's powerful in a bully way.
Yeah,
it seems
absolutely. Like. Canada is perceived as the most trustworthy country and has been since the first Best Countries report back in 2016. So this is a relatively new thing. During that same time, perceptions of the U.S. as being trustworthy have steadily dropped. To a record low
That's weird.
Of 16.3 on a 100-point scale.
Wow. Don't trust Americans. Huh. That's a bummer. Yeah. That is a total bummer, man.
We got some work to do, United States.
Our world standing has dropped significantly. I wonder why. All right. You got one more you want to squeeze in?
Let's do this one.
Okay.
This will be interesting. This will get us going. Let me get Sarah in a rant.
Man. Don't do it. Can I? I'm just now calming down. I need to be calm for my ride home in the rain.
A teenager.
Yeah, people are saying to look out on your ride home.
I'll bet. My God, it's horrible out there. It's like dark. It's like the middle of the night.
A teenager from Kentucky celebrated her 15th birthday last month by blowing out the candles on a rainbow cake while wearing a rainbow sweater. After her mother posted a photo from her birthday party on Facebook, the teen was expelled from her Christian high school.
Oh, no.
Oh, because that's too supportive of alternative lifestyles.
Kayla Kinney was a freshman at Whitfield Academy, a private Christian school in Louisville. Until she was expelled last week, her mother said the school called her daughter's sweater and cake lifestyle violations.
So didn't God create rainbows, people? That is...
Yeah.
Honestly, I was just getting so happy about the world.
You gotta go on again.
What I do, baby.
God damn it. That's sickening.
Bruce Jacobson.
Having a peace and love.
Good question. The head of the school, he wrote that the picture she posted on Facebook demonstrates a posture of morality and cultural acceptance contrary to that of the Whitfield Academy's beliefs.
Yeah, right. Cultural acceptance. It's not like that is what Jesus would want.
Well, you know what sucks?
What? All of it?
This part.
All right.
While the rainbow flag is a symbol of LGBTQ rights, Alford said when she ordered the cake, the design was described as having assorted colors and was not meant to have a deeper meaning. So they essentially suspended her
for no reason. Don't worry. I'm not into gay people. Yeah. Don't worry. I still want to be in the school where you guys are totally anti any other people not being exactly like you.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. I don't want that either.
The school said its teaching style is informed by shared Christian values and students are expected to adhere to a lifestyle informed by our Christian values.
I thought Christians were supposed to not judge other people, lest ye be judged.
Well, I will
Christians
say this.
Christians were supposed to be love and care for your brother, love thy neighbor.
I agree with you 100%.
It's weird how that's been twisted.
However, it is a private school. And she did decide to go there.
And she did wear the very volatile rainbow symbol.
And there's more to the story. I guess this young lady allegedly had been in trouble before at the school. So this was...
Oh, so she's a rotten kid who wears rainbows. Okay, yeah, I get it. No, that sounds right.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but I guess she had some other disciplinary run-ins at the school.
Was it the last straw?
Was she nice to the gay kid?
Did she get in trouble for that?
Possibly.
Was that her last run-in?
It may have been.
Oh, my God. I have to stop using God in all my words. I'm always like, oh, thank God. Oh, my God. I'm trying to switch to dog. Oh, my dog. But I don't have a dog, so it's not getting normal. I'm just so...
Let me close out with this one thing because
fun,
you'll feel better.
Something fun.
You'll feel much better.
Are you sure?
And so will Bryn and I.
All right.
Less than 15% of men in the United States are over 6 feet tall. There we go, baby.
Less than how many?
15%.
Less
than 15% of men.
I guess we got to scramble to get those tall guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel better about
Love
that story.
Love me a tall guy, yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, you're not alone. Put it that way.
Taking people based.
You're with the majority, Brandon.
You're missing out. Yeah, you guys. It's a sad minority, the tall people. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.